Sorry. I think that we reached for the same tomato at the same time there, didn't we? No, please, you have the tomato. No, it's okay. I'll have another tomato. No, I insist it should be your tomato. Tomato. You say tomato, I say tomato. Please, look, I'll have this tomato. There's a lovely tomato right there. Okay, I'll have this one. You have that one. Or you could take that one if you wanted. That's fine. But looks like we've got the tomato problem sorted now. And yes, I'm from Britain, hence the voice and stuff. I'm just I live here now. This is where I live. Yeah. Britain kind of went to poo, really. It already was kind of poo, but the whole Brexit thing kind of not terribly good. So this is where I am now, and this is your tomato. So there we are. Marvelous. It's been very nice to meet you, and I'll just take this tomato here. And oh shit! Oh no 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 no! Oh! Okay, stop it! Sorry, I can stop them. I can stop them. No, I can't! Oh no, they're going on me now! Oh shit! Shit! I'm buried under tomatoes again. Let's not talk about how often this happens, shall we? Yes, again. Well, it could have been worse, really. How could it have been worse? I pretty much decimated this stall's entire supply of tomatoes. They're everywhere. Could have been coconuts. Yes, that's a good point. But the coconuts would have stayed together and not splattered all over the floor and me. And now I painted combined with the skin colour, it's gone quite orange. I look disturbingly like Donald Trump. Ugh. Only, less sticky. I'm gonna have to pay for all these, aren't I? That's okay. No, it's fine. When the stall person comes back, I will pay for them. It will be I can't just run away. That's not cricket at all. That would be wrong. It is my fault that. I mean, maybe the tomatoes were stacked precariously, but I chose to grab that one at random, and it just happened that I clearly picked the keystone tomato, the key tomato, so to speak. And thus we got a avalanche, tomato avalanche, a tomavalanche. It's fun to mix words together, isn't it? Well, I mean, I think it's fun. I mean, these ones that kind of fell on me and didn't hit the floor, I could technically still use them. I'm going to puree them for a curry anyway. Yeah, I cook a lot. I love cooking. I was actually taught Indian cookery at school. It was quite amazing, and I just sort of went from there. Still plan to have curry night once a week. I mean, it's our natural national dish in Britain is chicken tikka masala, don't you know? No, seriously. No, really. It actually is a dish that originated in Britain. Let me tell you the story. This is marvelous. There were a lot of Indian restaurants all over Britain, obviously. In I think possibly the 70s or maybe the 80s, in Scotland somewhere, a rather drunk Scottishman wandered into an Indian restaurant wanting food, and just asked, "Can I have some chicken?" And, you know, it wasn't like, you know, a chicken shop, as it were. It wasn't like, you know, KFC or any of those things. They explained, you know, they could do him some chicken tikka, which is sort of Indian roast chicken. And he agreed to that, and they gave it to him, and it was dry, proper chicken tikka. Well, in this case, it was the usual thing, you know, cubes that have been on a skewer and roasted like that. Although a lot of the time, if you have actual Indian tikka, it's usually a whole piece or something. But then, he looked at it and said, "Can I get some gravy?" And, you know, that wasn't really a thing. So the chef took a tin of tomato soup and just poured it over it. And it was really good. And thus chicken tikka masala was born in Scotland. And, there you go. Britain's national dish. Yep, not fish and chips anymore. So there you are. Culinary history told to you by a random British person covered in tomatoes. I'm going to start attracting wasps soon, aren't I? No, it wasn't chicken tikka I was going to cook. I was going to do a saag paneer. I've got quite a few bit of the ingredients already. That was going to, you know, be my meal plan for the week. You know, you come back to it the next day for lunch and the day after and all that. I'm making quite large quantities. A little bit of pilau rice and some naan bread, saag paneer. Saag is Indian for spinach, specifically chopped spinach, finely chopped spinach. Palak is what they say if it's still leaves. And paneer is an amazing Indian cheese. A cheese curry. It's incredible, and done right with a few chilies and some yogurt and a decent spice mix. Oh, it is an amazing thing. And then I finish it all off with some freshly cooked naan bread. So I make my own naan. Yes, it has to be fresh, otherwise it's not the same thing. Is it? You appear to be salivating. Well, yes, I do make quite a lot. That would be lovely, actually. You'd be very welcome to come over and eat my curry. That sounded like sex. That was you could come over and we'll eat food with each other. We could you would be very welcome to join me for dinner. Thank you. Please stop laughing at me. This is Lead on, Tomato Man, really? Okay. Tomato Man, company, march! And hop! 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Come on, march along then. 2, 3, 2, 3, 1, 2. Oh shit! Wait, we haven't paid for the tomatoes! Where the fuck's my wallet? Really? You're going to buy my tomatoes for me? you.